lock, and I'm going to unlock the meeting so that it doesn't, it allows everybody to get in. Hence the lock it automatically after 10 minutes. And Mr. Mayor, the floor is yours. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. And, oh gosh, before I ask Brian to help out, because I am a rookie at this, I'd like to publicly thank Brian for doing such an exemplary job during my absence. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. So that said,
my pleasure.
You have got the new Open Public Meetings Act statement, so if you'd be kind enough to read that, it would be great.
Yeah, so I'll begin with the public notice. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The notice of the agenda for this meeting is posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Notice of and the agenda for this meeting were also posted on the township's website along with the information by which to access the meeting electronically by phone. And Ms. Connor, would you call the roll? And we'll hand it off to John.
Councilman Strauss, who's absent tonight. Councilman Kaczmarski.
Here.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Here.
Council President Malloy.
Here.
And Mayor Higgins.
Here.
And we have a quorum.
Terrific. Now that we've got that out of the way, the first actions are the approval of meeting minutes. And I will up front abstain from all these because I was absent.
Right.
But first is the regular session meeting minutes from June 10th. Could I have a motion?
I will make a motion
to approve.
Oh. I gave it to Tom.
Yep, I'll second.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Yep.
Well, you got to do a roll call.
Oh, you're right.
Councilman Kaczmarski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Yes.
And Council President Malloy.
Yes.
Okay, the same thing is next up is the special session meeting minutes from June 29. And I'll make the motion on those.
No, you can't.
Even though I'm abstaining?
No, you can't.
Anyway, let's not argue about Robert's rules. Go ahead.
I'll make the motion.
A second.
All those in favor?
Councilman Kaczmarski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes. And before we begin on the next one, Mayor, I believe Councilman Kaczmarski was absent, so it was not.
Yeah, I don't know if we could do those, because.
Who's on that
one? You and Amy. That's not here.
Lucille, is that sufficient to do minutes, or do we have to wait and hold this till next time?
I think you have to hold that till next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay. Well, then let's suspend the meeting as the mayor and council. Let's go into the Board of Health. I see Steve Parker is here for what to me looks like a pretty routine septic repair.
That's
I'm sorry, Steve?
Yeah, what we're here for this evening is this is an existing home at 17 Rosemary Lane. The septic was inspected as part of a home sale transaction, and it was determined that the septic was failed. So we performed, soil. We dug soil logs out there at several different locations on the property, and we were unable to find a location that had suitable permeability. We did the testing. It just didn't work out. It doesn't meet what the code requires for minimum permeability, so we're requesting a waiver from that. From the board this evening. Now, a couple of things are important. There's no expansion to the number of bedrooms in the home because this is a waiver request. And what we've done to account for that is we've over-designed, we've increased the size of the field by 25% to account for the low permeability. Other than that, it's a pretty standard system. This has a pump in it, and it's going to be located in the backyard. The property has public water supply. But yeah, that's what we've done. There, there's a letter from the county health department dated July 29th, 2020, and they have really one comment, and it's just that, it just mentions that there's a waiver that we're requesting, and the fact that we've designed it by 25% larger than what it should be. And then the health department recommends, if the board does approve it, that there be a condition that the design engineer inspect the installation of the system and sign a certificate of compliance form and provide a final as-built when it's done. And we would agree to that. We do that anyway, so there's no problem with doing that.
Okay, like I said, it seems very straightforward. The county has basically blessed it because they're doing as well as they can on the property. The over-design is an attempt to mitigate the lack of full permeability. And Steve is willing to sign the waiver request. So is there any discussion on this item?
No, I think it makes eminent sense, yes, given that it's a better replacement than what currently existed.
Yeah, as always, if the county's backing us up, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Call the roll, Carla. Carla?
Brian forgot to unmute me.
Oh, sorry.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilman Whitler?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Steve, you're good to go. I'm thinking you probably like these meetings rather than the ones you have to travel to, so.
Oh, they are great. I do appreciate that. That's for sure.
All right. Well, have a good evening at home.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. We're going to adjourn as the Board of Health and reconvene now as the council again. We're up to the consent agenda, and there are a few people that are on the phone that are not necessarily familiar with this, so I'll say this again. These are considered routine items which may be voted upon all at once. And is there any discussion on the part of council? I'm not seeing anything, so may I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Yep. Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwick?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. All right. Now, before we get to reports, there are two items that we're going to discuss. And I see Rachel is here. You didn't have to be here, but we're glad you are. I will just note the appointment of Rachel Sprague to the Environmental Committee as an alternate one. She's filling a vacancy. Comes well recommended by Andrew, the EC chair, and officially welcome to the group.
Who's the vacancy? Who left?
I think that was just a vacancy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I think we do have a departure on the EC, do we not?
We do. That seat remains open, and that's Jennifer. Oh gosh, it's terrible.
Reed. Horsey
Thank
Reed.
You.
Jennifer Horsey Reed, yeah.
Jen has moved outside the town and so therefore can't be an official member, but I believe she's gonna continue to participate on an ex officio basis.
Yeah.
So that's it's practically a full up EC, which is a fairly unusual thing. And Andrew will have a chance to fill that last seat or jiggle things around a little bit toward the end of the year for the reorg meeting in January. And I was going to ask Brian to do the next one. This is an appointment that requires the advice and consent of the council.
Yeah, so we had a recent departure from the Rec Committee. It was a short-lived appointment, but for personal reasons, we had a departure. And in speaking with the Rec Director, we'd like to add Richard Reynolds, who really, during the whole coronavirus, just reached out and nice grassroots volunteer effort installed pretty much all on his own with some assistance from other volunteers, two pickleball courts on our not really well-used basketball courts at Bunt. And a really interesting tradition. So yeah, it's great. And, especially with us moving forward, hopefully next year with a new set of tennis courts and an updated basketball court setup. It'll be good to have him on board helping with that effort. So I'd make that motion if it's necessary.
I'll second it.
Brian, can I ask who left?
Actually, John, you'd probably know better. I forgot her name already.
That was Miss Smith.
Yes, Nicole. Nicole Smith, yep.
Okay.
All right, I've made the motion. Somebody second, just to make sure.
I'm sorry, I thought I made the motion.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry, I second it. Pardon me.
Do we have to do roll?
Yeah.
Okay. Councilman Cutchin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Certainly, yes.
Okay,
we're up to reports. Mr. Landon is absent this evening. He's not feeling well. And I thought I might just, you know, sort of jump to something that has to be covered at some point during the meeting, and that is the master plan reexamination and amendment. The planning board approved those some time ago, and that's it for approvals. But by law, the council needed to be copied about it and be informed of it. So Denise has sent the master plan re-exam and amendment report, the formal thing, around, as well as a letter notifying council. I would just remark that at the end of it all, there were 13 recommendations, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them quite far along. The major one, which is, I hope, going to be coming to the council in the not-too-distant future, would be the rezoning of the entire stretch of Route 22 from a mixture of commercial and research office and manufacturing. It resembles, the aim is to give additional opportunities for development along the highway as development has gotten more difficult with our adoption of the Highlands Regional Master Plan. So it's to some degree, you know, kind of a compensation for that. And at the same time, there's a specific prohibition along with associated logic in the ordinance that will be coming to the council, banning warehousing and distribution uses. And also as part of what should be coming to council will be kind of a cleanup. The Mountain Valley Farm, Harold's Place, sits on what would have been a fairly large industrial, I mean, a mixed-use park, about 120 acres, and the location of the Clinton Township East Treatment Plant, which never happened. As a result, certain lots in a residential district, just up Lawson Hill Road, just across the highway, Route 78, there's three or four lots there, including Hyonas, that were zoned research office and manufacturing, which is entirely inappropriate without public utilities. So those will revert to the surrounding residential zone, which is RR4, a 4-acre residential zone. So that's kind of a coming attraction of the first, you know, big actions coming out of the report. There's a number of other things that'll come down the road, but they're a little bit more difficult and will take a bit more time before they're ready to bring to council. So that's my report on that. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to help try to answer them. All right. So we are at that point where we ask for others' reports. Anything from, I guess, who usually goes first? Tom, I think it's you.
Well, it's usually Mark and then Tom, but Mark's not here, so I have nothing to report. But I do have a question, John. Any update on Sourland, not Sourland, the distillery that was talking about moving the 22?
He never came back. You know, he got close to it, was enthusiastic, and I would say I was cautioned about Tim. He's bounced around for 2 years out here, looking for the perfect lot with the perfect township, you know, who was overjoyed to take him. And I guess we met two out of three. It might not have been the perfect lot for him. So,
But you haven't heard from him that it's a no, have you? You just haven't heard from him.
I've heard through Mark that he's gone off to different – Mark Salek is the development director for the county.
Oh, okay.
I've heard from Mark that he's he's still looking, or maybe he's stopped by now.
Yeah, the pandemic might have gotten in his way.
Oh, Lord, this was way back when Tim stopped having any interest.
So. Yeah, but I'm sure he stopped even thinking about it during this. So, I might ask you for his number, Mark's number. I just want to try and make that happen again.
Oh, sure. Do me a favor. Send me a quick text. I forget. He's up in Fairfield. I just can't remember the name of the distillery.
Yeah, I have it written down somewhere.
I'll send his whole, you know, all of his contact info. Good guy, but he's very dilatory on this. I mean, I thought we had him, and I think he got stuck on a relatively minor financial turn in the negotiation, to be frank, now that my memory's coming back. So we can talk about it more offline.
Okay, you got it. Thanks. Okay. That's it.
All right. Amy, how about you?
Hi. Open space, the hunting program is underway. I know that Windy Acres, the hunters are looking at their property and putting their tree stands up and their trail cams, so I assume that's happening on the other properties as well. I'll get an update from Mike Aversa at the end of the month when we have an open space meeting. Windy Acres is basically taking up most of our time. We have the wooded trail is close to being finished. I'm hoping mid or end of September I could have that open. We have some cleanup to do. We've had some discussion on signage in regards to the ATV use, bikes and horses. Basically, we need the signage to basically say, you know, it's illegal for you to be here, and we will be using surveillance. Mike Versa is reviewing the cameras that will work best for us, but we're definitely going down that road. We're going to start out with just a smaller amount of cameras and see how it goes from there. We might have to get a subscription to a monthly thing, not too costly, where the film goes to a specific area and you can review it all. So as we unroll that, I'll let you know. We are picking up with our biweekly Windy Acres meeting. It's just an hour long, but we need to all touch base on the different aspects that we're all assigned to. We are moving ahead with the environmental education portion. Rich has come up with a nice format we would like to follow for the signage. That's excellent. And we will be touching base. I talked to Andrew. Environmental will be assisting in the content. We've already had some of their input, and it's very exciting. Let's see. We're looking into a host for the Windy Acres webpage. We're going to have some teenagers some tech kids to try to draft a webpage for us. I think it's a good opportunity since this is an educational program, even if it's just technology. We made a final decision on the parking lot location. It'll be positioned closer to the road, which will help with the security. Law enforcement can be driving by and see right up the driveway. The DPW has already graded the lot for the most part, and they'll be using millings to finish it off. And we'll also be putting a gate up so you cannot go past the parking lot, the smaller parking lot, because there's a lot of property in the back, and we don't want anybody driving by there. So, again, it's more of a security reason. We're getting numbers on the security fencing on the property that's closer to Cushetunk. So, again, ATV drivers cannot get on the property. So we're getting numbers on that. And I did speak to Rich Bergax regarding student involvement, again, as far as technology and development of web pages. And Rich is having discussions with the new super at Clinton Township School District in regards to student involvement in educational studies over at the property. So that's very exciting. Looks like they're going to be doing a lot of outdoor or virtual learning, so this might be a good opportunity for them to learn outside. let's see. North and Voorhees, at last month's meeting, they discussed the school schedule, which you probably all know. It's going to be a hybrid approach for the coming year. There are two groups, A and B. A will be the first week, while the other, well, A will be the first week, B will be attending the school virtually, and then they'll switch the prior week. There will be no lunch. It's going to be a grab-and-go thing. It's going to be half day. And, of course, parents have the option to keep their children 100% home. And they are required to wear a mask per Governor Murphy on August 3rd. And I think that's it. That's it.
Okay. Just I'm just going to tag on to what Amy said. Lucille, just for a second, I finally came up with an original topo map from the original purchase of Lindy Acres. There are several recorded easements that are legible on the map. So I spoke with Trishka about this, and she thought it would be easy to track down the terms of the easements if I send a note over, which I'll try to do later tonight.
Perfect.
That's just to make sure that there's no particular problem with putting up a fence and that sort of thing.
Great. We'll track all those down, and we'll see if there's anything that you need to know about.
All right. Terrific.
In the meantime, we're just going to get some numbers. We're going to try to just get numbers and see what we're looking at in the meantime.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just, as we spoke today, it's just linear feet times whatever dollars per foot for whatever kind of fence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Millay.
Yeah. So I'll begin with, let's see. I guess the big news is hopefully, finally, the old municipal building, a little bit of hand-holding, a lot of hand-holding by the developer and me. We've got it to a point, I think, where it's been deemed complete, and they'll have a hearing, we hope, August 31st, if all goes well, before the planning board for both final site plan review as well as the subdivision that has to occur. And then once that happens and the subdivision's perfected, we can begin the process that we have to undertake on our side that will allow us to place the easement on the property, to convey it, and then to vacate Washington Street. So all those pieces are finally, the dominoes are moving, and well, I'm not making any prognostications anymore. The Historic Commission canceled their meeting due to lack of a quorum. Everybody was on vacation. The Sewer Authority met. I was unfortunately unable to attend. I got hung up at work, but they met last Thursday, and the only real item of note on their agenda that popped up actually was a request from Beaverbrook Country Club for a fee reduction due to decreased usage and both of their sewer allotment and also of the golf course. So I think they're trying to figure out how to handle that. And then last but not least, the rec committee met on Monday night. They had hoped to have a smaller replacement event for Community Day in September, but with where things are at in the state regarding coronavirus restrictions, they've decided, I think, correctly to cancel it. Good news is that Diamond Nation has begun to rent the ball fields. And if you remember, I think the last time we met, I discussed that there was a basketball clinic renting some of the fields at some of the basketball courts at Bunt. So the Rec Trust has some money coming into it that will allow them to undertake some pesticide treatment on the fields and hopefully maybe even some infield mix. There was some discussion about opening of the bathrooms on Saturdays. They do have some extra porta-johns, but we're going to have some conversations, I think, Mr. Mayor, later this week to discuss a whole host of issues with our DPW director and our rec director, and I'm sure that'll be one. Field of Dreams is another issue that we'll have to discuss because it's been deteriorating to a degree that it may not be – it's going to cost some money, I think, to maintain it for the next few years to bridge us to when we have to put that larger – playground in over at Marukian. And obviously the pickleball courts have been a huge success and to have been installed by volunteers and are well used. It's working out really well. And as I mentioned, we've got a subcommittee on rec that's going to start to work on the layout for the tennis courts, updated basketball courts, and probably I would think some pickleball courts. money that we've been setting aside for that. Basketball indoors likely to be canceled. And that is, I believe, the extent of my report.
That's enough. We started on the old Muni building project just about 5 years ago. So see it come to this final, I hope final hurdle at the planning board is just wonderful. Let me just do a little thing for Jesse. I've got his highlights, and one of them is road work continues. Herman Thau is up for next week. Please God, let that happen. Stanton Mountain overlay is scheduled for early October. That's also a good thing. That'll finish up the final job on that road, which is, we're in our third year working on that, but it's quite a long, expensive project. This will bring it to let's see. Now diverting from that, I just would like personally to thank all the folks.
Somebody's got a dog in the background.
Yeah.
Not me.
All right.
All right, the dog is quiet. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
So, from my perspective, we... Well, he's further away at least. From my perspective, I would just like to thank everybody for their efforts, particularly the fire department, police department, and DPW, not to mention our communicator, Amy, for all the efforts expended during this tropical storm and the mess that was left in its wake. And I would even say cautiously, the communication, as far as I'm concerned, was better with JCP&L this time. And we had a couple of small situations that were urgent that I communicated to Stan Prater from JCP&L, and they were taken care of very quickly. So hats off to Stan for that help. And again, Amy, thank you for braving the swamp out there on Facebook. I much appreciate it.
Anytime.
Okay. Do I detect a police officer in charge on here, or?
Yeah, he had the dog.
Sorry about the dog. Somebody's outside my house doing something, and he's getting excited. So sorry about that.
Is Tiger over?
No, it's my dog. Unbelievable. Perfect timing, right? So, yeah. Mayor and Council President Malaya, did you get my report that I sent?
I didn't have a chance to read it.
Okay. So basically, if you could just send that around, I don't want to go too crazy with reading it over, but as you'll see, the numbers, July was a very busy month. The numbers from June to July actually doubled from 30 arrests to 60 total. And there was like 374 summonses issued. I think that's something to do with all the grants that we're doing, the distracted driving. We're doing the drunk driving enforcement grant and several other ones. So it's been a busy month. I have a meeting Monday with the school as far as to see what's going on with the opening. As far as I know, I spoke to Mr. Benger today. They are opening. So unless something drastic between now and then happens, but he said they have to open. So, that's going to be a real interesting time for us. So I guess those, class threes are actually going to get some, they're going to be working this year. So, as for that, I really don't have much. I am trying to do the adult academy this year, but it all depends on the governor. The Gold Police Academy. So we'll see what he has to say. And if not, we're not going to probably be able to do it. So other than that, everybody's good. I hope everybody's well there, and we're just moving on.
Good. Right. And Tom, just so you know, Carla did send that out to council this afternoon as well.
Okay, good.
Sent it. Yeah.
It's pretty thorough. So it'll give you a better idea than me sitting up here telling you, all about it. I mean, you'll be able to read. It'll be pretty good. That's all for me.
All right, Tom. Are there any more highlights? All right. Well, then that's a segue into the resolutions. And the first one up is a police department resolution. So don't mute yourself. I'll read it by title. This is a resolution authorizing the hiring of a part-time Class 2 special law enforcement officer. And Lieutenant and Brian have sort of championed this. If there's any discussion required, please.
You cut out there for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. You and Brian really know all the details of this. It's Matthew Lawrence being hired at $30 an hour.
Yes.
Is any discussion required? Feel free.
No, Matt Lawrence actually was worked over 25 years in Brereton Township. Actually had I actually worked with him on a couple things. He was a patrol sergeant, a detective, well-rounded guy. Great comes with great recommendations, and I got full confidence in him.
Okay.
And my understanding, and to set expectations here, this Class 2 officer will be used at the high school. They'll reimburse us for all of his time that he spends, any of his labor, either spent during or under the auspices of the high school.
And, absolutely.
And they do request that we bring him on because they're looking for, I guess they're looking for, extra assistance with all the requirements they've got with the COVID situation as they start school up in a week or two.
Yes, and I spoke to Mr. Bender today, and I told him, you know, and he said, you know, they're in an opening, and they were actually the ones that came to us about the fourth officer up there. So,
and my only request is that we don't swear him in until just before school starts, so we're 100% jumping in.
Absolutely, I agree.
Okay, then with that caveat in place, may I have a motion?
Amy got it. I'll second.
Go ahead, Carla.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Now we're getting into some spending type resolutions, and I'll just say in front that in all cases, our CFO has certified the funds are available in the appropriate accounts, and where necessary, all the appropriate details have been provided for examination. So I'll just say that up front, and we can go through these. Next is the authorization of annual maintenance of fire trucks through Fire and Safety using contract number FS12-19 with Houston Galveston Area Council, HGAC. And this is a not to exceed for maintenance of $40,000. Any questions or concerns?
None.
In that case, may I have a motion?
I'll move.
No, I'll make the motion.
So you made the motion, John?
I'm sorry, I made the motion, and can I have a second?
Second.
Okay.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next up is authorizing the purchase of asphalt at Stavola, state contract number 18-fleet-00637. Again, this is a sort of a state contract, and the not to exceed cost here is $40,000. And this is asphalt for general road repairs made by DPW, hot mix truck repairs. Kind of a typical expenditure. Any concerns or comments?
None. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. The next is an resolution authorizing an agreement for maintenance HVAC services with McCluskey Mechanical Contractors, Inc. through Hunterdon County ESC contract number HCESC-SER-12A with a not to exceed of $15,000. And this is for maintenance of HVAC machinery on our property. And that seems reasonable from what I could see.
Sounds necessary.
Yes, it is, especially on days like this.
Yep.
So I'll make the motion on this one. A second, please.
Second.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next up is a resolution. This one amends, i.e. increases, amending Barnwell House of Tires not to exceed amount for 2020, state contract number 19, fleet 00708. And I guess we're buying more tires than we originally thought, and the not to exceed is $30,000.
Yeah. And I think part of that is that DPW is far more active now that we outsource some of the mowing, and they're able to get around town more. So I have a feeling this is a good thing.
That is a good explanation. Thank you, Brian. Could I have a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second it.
Councilman Kozlowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next up is authorizing the purchase of uniforms and various items for various departments with Flemington Department Stores, Somerset, via Somerset County Co-op number CC000-18. These are at the not-to-exceed cost. It's $20,000. I think, as everybody knows, Flemington Department Store has been a primary source for anything from police uniforms, flashlights, work boots, and that sort of thing. And I'm sure our DPW folks and some of our building people take advantage of this. So, any discussion?
None.
All right. Could I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Tom.
I'll second.
Thank you, Amy.
Councilman Kozlowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. This is a long-awaited resolution, I have to say. This is authorizing road repairs for various roads with Tilcon, MCCPC, contract number 6. And basically, it pays for the paving and milling of several roads via the Morris County Co-op. The not-to-exceed number for this is $333,600, including a 20% cost for potential change orders. And the largest job included in this will come up later in the discussion, hopefully the paving of Hermantown Road, which is partially paid for by a $160,000 grant from the state.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Councilman Kozlowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes. All right. This is a resolution authorizing professional services with Dennis Bertland relative to services requested by the mayor and council. Boy, that was a foggy bottom one, but what it reduces to is Dennis is our historic consultant associated with the old muni building renewal project, which is subject to SHPO rules and regulations, and we will need his continued services as the project moves from approval to implementation. So the NTE on this is $4,000. Any discussion before I ask for a motion? Could I have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Kozlowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. So that one approved some money, and this one is the awarding of a professional services contract agreement to Dennis Bertland Associates for Historic Preservation Review Services.
We did this one already.
We missed the Marco Technology one.
Yeah.
We skipped the Marco Technology one.
Did I lose that one? Brian, if you've got the Marco Technology, I thought I had printed it.
I can pull it up. Hold on 2 seconds.
All right.
And just for the record, did you get a longer Dennis Bertland resolution or the shorter one?
I've seen both of them. I thought they were separate for some reason.
Oh, that's what I was trying to convey earlier. We Carla accidentally included an earlier version.
Ah, okay. Fair enough. I thought we were going to approve the money and then the specific agreement. Okay.
Yeah. Let me pull up the marketing. So, Carla, we've done the correct Dennis Bartlett resolution, right?
Yes, I sent it out.
But I mean, we just approved that, so we don't have to do it again.
Right. Yep.
Yep. All right. So let me just find. Just with me all.
I also have it up, Brian. Let me look. I may be able to come up with it quickly.
I think I got it. It's in resolution.
Let's see. Yeah, I've got it. Okay, I can read it.
Okay.
All right. This is a resolution authorizing leasing to Marco Technology for copiers. And these folks take care of our copiers, and we have to pay them to lease them. So the total cost of this service for us is $11,000, given the size of our township and the number of machines we have deployed. Again, that seems perfectly reasonable to me. Is there any discussion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Oh, hold on. I got to unmute Carl.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Whitworth?
Yes.
Council President Moore?
Yes.
Mayor Higgin?
Yes. Okay. This is a resolution repealing resolutions 91-2020, authorizing the purchase of two uniforms and various items for the police department as a duplicative resolution. So we're pulling it back. If there's any need for the details on this, I'm sure Tom can explain.
Yeah, I think it's just an administrative clerical error. We had done a not to exceed resolution, I believe, in the beginning of the year in January or February, which had been forgotten about. And when additional monies were required, we did another one a few months ago. And we are repealing the more recent one, which is a lesser amount.
Got it.
So I will make the motion.
Second.
Thank you, Tom.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. This one is approving the payment application number one for contract number 1-20, Stanton Mountain Road Improvements, Phase 2 to Capital Paving. And this is a bill in the amount of $240,000. And another one for 52-222-67. We talked about this work earlier, so this is the bill for it.
And it's not quite all over, but it's pretty close.
Yeah. Any discussion or? All right, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Miller?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. All right, next is a resolution authorizing the purchase of office supplies through state contract number 88839 with W.B. Mason. The not-to-exceed amount on this for the township is $20,000. Again, any discussion or
concerns? No, I'll make the motion.
I'll second it on this one.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Miller?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. This is like a reorg meeting. Next resolution is authorizing the purchase of various items with Home Depot, state contract number 18, Fleet 00234. And these are miscellaneous supplies for various departments in the township. I'm sure DPW is a big user for $20,000. Any concerns?
Nope.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next up is a resolution authorizing an amendment to an agreement with the Elm Group Incorporated for licensed site remediation professional services in connection with the remediation of the Windy Acres property from 2020 to 2021. Brian, I am tempted to.
I'll give a little brief explanation. At the beginning of the year, the CFO and I took a stab at a not to exceed amount for Elm, who's been doing environmental work on Windy Acres, and they've been engaged for quite some time, going back probably a decade, to do Green Acres DEP required remediation and monitoring at the larger Windy Acres parcel. And we were under the impression that it was close to being wrapped up, which I think, in all honesty, that portion was. However, they've also been retained to help us preserve two other portions of Windy Acres that had not been preserved at the time. And they had to do some DEP reporting and monitoring as well. So we have to increase that not to exceed amount, I think, from 10,000 to 60. If I'm not correct, I think we're bumping it up about $50,000. Some of that's work that's already completed that was authorized. So we just have to up the not to exceed amount. So we continue to do this. We should be getting a good chunk of change to our capital fund once the two parcels are completely preserved. And it sounds like after a long meeting yesterday with Carla and I and a representative from Elm that we are really pretty close to being done with the larger Windy Acres parcel once they replant some damaged trees. And hopefully by the end of the year, early next, DEP will close that out. We don't have to continue to incur this expense against our open space.
Good explanation. And I think it seems like it's very close in terms of our getting our reimbursement from Windy Acres for those two parcels, which is somewhere on the order of $500,000. So this is the cost of doing business.
Yeah. I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. This last resolution is regretful. I'll read it by title. It's a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into a terminal leave agreement and general release with Jesse Landon, our township administrator. As some of us know, perhaps many of us know, Jesse has had some medical issues over the last, close to a year. And it's making the performance of his job not easy. So he will go on terminal medical leave, if this is approved, tomorrow. And we will then begin the task of finding a replacement.
Tomorrow or Friday?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Now it's Friday, John. It's Friday.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I read the agreement. Anyway, let's not. You're right. So there may be a slight mismatch with the agreement, but it's de minimis.
Yes.
So with that correction from what I said, this will allow us to begin the replacement process earlier than it normally would have. So I would ask that we approve it. Any further discussion? I'd be happy to.
No, I think we're in a better place now than we were 3 years ago when he came on, and certainly with the open space monies that we've gotten in, it's been boom and a lot of cleanup. So
no doubt about that. No, and he can feel proud about leaving us in better condition, as you say, than when he began. So
I wanted to say that I really appreciated working with him when we started the Marukian Trail project. He was very supportive and helped me along with communications at North, the people we worked with. I didn't know how to make trails on open space property at the time, and he really made it easier for me. the dog park, another thing we also worked on together. We got our ideas together. He helped me make it happen. And a lot of residents are very happy with the dog park. So that's quite an accomplishment. And he also did help me along with the request for the grant money for Exxon. We worked together on a lot of wording and requesting, and we had a couple meetings with Exxon. And I think that's also a good accomplishment for Jesse. He really helped us along with that, and now we have a great project coming along. And I wish him a lot of luck, and I hope he is a healthy. He's healthy, and I'll miss him.
Okay. Well, if there's no further discussion, I will make the motion.
Oh, I thought second.
I'm sorry. Second was.
Also, second it.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Moy?
I'm sorry, yes. All right. Now we are up to the introduction of ordinance number 1140-2020. It will appropriate $245,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for the acquisition of vehicles and equipment in and by the Township of Clinton and the County of Hunter, New Jersey. This is a very nice thing, if it's not evident. For a change, we're spending fairly large sums on capital items without bonding for them, but paying for them out of cash, which is an endeavor I would say Brian has spearheaded through his financial management of the company, of the township. And we're trying to get to where Huntington County got to some years ago, and this is a big first step in that direction. So if there's any discussion, I'd be delighted if Brian would read it.
Yeah, and I just say, so this is a DPW dump truck, much needed. They need two. We'll probably do one early next year. We have a couple other ordinances. I would think capital ordinances will do in the next year. Tennis courts coming in the future as well. But this is a DPW dump truck, an SUV for the police department, and turnout gear for the fire department. All needed.
Terrific. And the public hearing will be on September 9th.
So I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Second.
Oh, Tom gets it.
And I'll unmute Carla.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Moy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And the odious part of the meeting, you've got to pay the bills. And it's a fairly large one, but not too much larger than $6.6 million. The bill register, and it seems to be in order. If there's any discussion or concerns, let me know. Or let us know. I hear crickets, so I'll make the resolution. I'll make the motion, rather. Excuse me.
Second.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Moy?
Yes, however, I'm going to abstain on check number 31915. It's the reimbursement for this wonderful Cisco product that we're using right now.
Wait, say that again.
31915.
Okay. And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Okay, this is a novelty for me. We're having only one public comment session tonight, and rather than normal two. And you can read the caveats up there on the screen. And with that said,
I'm gonna read them off just so that everybody who's on the phone can hear them.
Oh, you're right.
And also just to reiterate and highlight some of the key points. So comments are gonna be limited to 3 minutes per person and must pertain to a governmental issue that the commenter believes may be of concern to the township's residents. All participants will be asked to keep their microphones muted during the meeting unless speaking. Members of the public that are viewing the meetings live using an electronic device will have the ability to raise a hand to contribute with voice and video during the public portions of the meeting. If you're on your computer, you should be able to go to the participants button. And once you launch that, there should be the ability, if you hover over your own name, to click and raise your hand. Anyone attending by phone instead of by computer or mobile device will be unmuted prior to the conclusion of the public comment period and will be given an opportunity to speak. And what I'll do is I'll call out a couple of the phone numbers one by one, unmute them, make sure they're unmuted. You have an opportunity to speak. And then I will make sure that everybody is unmuted and do one last call. With that said, if anyone will start with the electronic folks, if anyone would like to raise their hand, please do. And I'm scrolling through. I don't see any hands raised. Oops, what happened?
The agenda went away.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good.
Yeah, it is.
I don't see any hands raised. So I'm going to call out folks on the phone. Geez, the phone number people dropped off. Well, you know what? I'm going to go just down the list here. Nancy, would you like to speak?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you now, yep.
Oh, great. Okay, can you see me?
I can see you too, yeah.
I don't know what you're seeing because somehow I don't have... Oh, there I am. Okay, hi.
Yep.
So my name is Nancy Sloda. I reside at 21 Willow Brook Lane, and I volunteer to run the Clinton Township Organic Community Garden. I've been a part of the garden since it opened in 2012. I've been involved on the Garden Advisory Board since 2014, and I've been the chairperson since 2016. In the last couple of years, we've undergone quite a few changes under my leadership, such as an expansion, and we're up to about 95 members and over 100 plots. So I'm coming to the council tonight with a request, and my request would be that we make a change to from having the township hold and manage our money to allowing the Garden Advisory Board to hold and manage our own money. With a lot of the recent changes and the growth in the community garden, it's been restrictive, tedious, and limiting to process our funds through the township. And we think we're kind of ready for change.
I'd be happy to sort of lead a discussion. We've had a chance to think about this a little bit, Nancy. And we certainly are not adverse to taking friction out of the system.
Great.
However, in terms of spending money in the municipal world, there's lots of friction. So if one wants to have the freedom to spend per different rules, well, then we would need to have an organization formed, you know, a certain type of organization. Let's put it this way. It may be a 501c3. It may not. And that organization would have to contract to rent the property, mm-hmm. and I'm sure have some insurance requirements. So what I would suggest, and I want to say that Tom and I, Councilman Kochanowski and I spoke a bit about this, so if he hollers at me, I'll let him do it. Tom is intimately familiar with the rules, regulations, and financial operation of the 501c3s. He's been the treasurer and various other management positions in two of them that were fairly significant. And what I would suggest is that we take the discussion and adjourn it at this meeting, but perhaps you and Mr. Kochanowski and Lucille or whomever from our legal area work together to understand what would be required to construct a relationship like this with minimal cost and minimal friction and at the same time compliance with law.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I think that sounds great. And, you know, we're willing and ready to do whatever we need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I could just summarize, so we're talking about like $5,500 a year. So it's in our interest as a township to get it off our management of funds as well.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. So in summary, we support it. We just got to cross the T's and dot the I's and we're there.
Sure. Right.
Make sure it's practicable and makes sense. And it's kind of a torture, I think, for both parties. So if we can eliminate that, it would be great. And I would just say that Lucille's had a chance to look just a little bit. There are some special regulations for garden clubs. Mm-hmm. So, a little bit of the legal excavation work is done. And, I would just suggest Tom and Lucille, just communicate and see how to best move this thing forward.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Absolutely.
Is there?
All right. All right.
Well, you're in charge of this. Yep. I don't know how to That's do okay. this.
Part. Nancy, thank you much. We're going to move on to JPB. I don't know who JPB is, but there are two of them. Do either of them wish to speak?
No.
Oh, all right. Terrific. Ms. Torres, Kim?
No.
All right. And I'm going to unmute Rich. Rich, would you like to speak?
Nope.
Ah, terrific. Nice and easy. And Walter, I'll unmute you, but I assume if you have any questions, you'll give a ring.
Yep, absolutely.
Terrific. Mr. Mayor, I think that concludes the public comment session of the meeting.
Oh my goodness, what is left after this?
And this, this was the quickest and easiest that we've had because there aren't the phone numbers on there.
I think it's complicated.
I usually look left for a motion.
Oh, geez.
Mark's not here, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. Sorry, I beat you to it.
You got
Denise,
it.
I'm sorry, Denise, I beat you to it.
Can we just have a voice vote or do we have to? Oh, Carla, you've done all these by, better stay clear.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And, thank you all, particularly again, Brian, for putting up with my inabilities on this medium.
Well, if you want to know why this meeting was long, it was because of, we just had to get back at you for being away for so long.
Just saved them all up, huh? So, hey, thanks everybody. And, I'm sure most of us will be talking soon.
Very good. Thanks everybody.
Have a good night.